Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. I'm now thinking this is season two, and I am know in my heart that I am being called to share my faith, that having it is just not enough, and sharing it is what I'm called to do. So, what do you say? Let's go. When I say this is a message of hope and healing, what I mean is that hope itself is healing. And that's such a beautiful gift that God has given us, hope, that it heals us because of what we hope for. I know that that to me, hope is it's vital. I hope that this message reaches you in a special way, and that you are comforted by it. That is what I feel is my calling. So when I say it's not enough to have faith, I'm called to share it, I don't always feel that I was called to share my faith. I just didn't feel that as deeply as I do now, before this past year. So I think more things are being called from me, and I want to share with you two examples of something that has been happening. People are starting to see not me, but they're starting to see really God in me, and that's a big difference. It is such a unusual feeling for me that it is both the most hollow feeling and yet the fullest feeling that I could experience. And I'll explain to you what I mean by that. Let me give you a couple examples that are recent, and I could give you more than two, but I will try to cut these down a little bit so that I don't take your whole day listening to the message. Two examples. In this merciful way that God is, I feel, using me. And that is when, let me just tell you, there is a beautiful lady who is going through a difficult time right now. And I hadn't talked to her in some time. I wouldn't even call us close. But I reconnected with her at Aunt Jerry's funeral. I saw her there. We sat and we talked together. And what I was offering to this woman in a very tough time that she was going through is what God had for her. A message, a love. And that's what was coming out of me. And that's what she was responding to. And it was powerful. If you could have seen the two of us there, it was as though we were one. And she and I took a walk together, and we shared our faith and our journeys. And I didn't know what she was going through, but she was going through something, and God knew, and this love was laid out for her. And so as her journey progressed, there was a time where she did a text chain to let her friends all know what was going on. And I was on that, and that was such a realization in me that, I was a number, like it wasn't when on the text chain that other people, you know, knew who I was. And I hadn't revealed myself, you know, do you share your name, or, you know, you can do that on your phone. But what I knew that this lady was reaching out in to me was reaching out to God in me. And that was a profound experience, because we had not had the time and the bonding and the years of you know, being together and close friends. But what she saw in me that day was God in me reaching out to her. And it was real. And we both felt that. And so this is something that is happening because I am spending more time listening, more time praying, more time reading, more time sharing. And I feel that people are seeing, at times, people in need, God in me, the light from within. I think, where does it say it? Whoever believes in me, as the scriptures has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. In John 7:38. I'm just going to share with you another example. I went to Cleveland Clinic just yesterday. I'm recording this on Friday. I went on Thursday. And I was sitting in an area that's not attractive. It's little white rooms, and they were packed. And there was a hallway connecting them all. You were waiting to have an EKG, waiting to have my test on my heart. And I'm just going to be honest, I was with a lot of people. I saw them coming and going that were elderly, that were, you know, maybe using a walker. I was sitting in a small room, and it was room enough for four people. And there was an elderly gentleman who was asleep. There was another gentleman, and he was older, had his phone there. And I was sitting there, and in walked a young, you know, very fit, like such a light young man who walked in, and I could feel that immediately. His face was just open and kind, but you could tell that he had something. You could tell he had a struggle. You could tell he was, you know, why would he even be there? And they were 45 minutes behind, and there was a bunch of people crammed into all the rooms, and the elderly gentleman walked out, the other older man as well. And it was just the two of us in the room there together. And when I say you can see not me, but God within me, I know this young man opening up to me and revealing the stuff that he did was not about seeing this stranger, but what he felt in my openness, in my interest, in my kindness. It says, let your kindness be evident to all, your gentleness. That's what he felt. And in that room, this kind of stark lighting, off-white color, nothing on the walls, little metal chairs that we were in, he told me his story. And he told me that he was 28 years old, and he had been in the military overseas. He had served in the military for 10 years, and something had happened that he had shared, that he had gone to the doctor, the doctor with the, you know, at the base, and said he felt something in his heart. He didn't feel right. And he said, no, you're fine. There's nothing wrong with you. You are strong and healthy. And you guys, this was a very, very strong, healthy looking man, young man. And he said, but he knew something was wrong. And he eventually was able to come stateside and get checked, and that's how he arrived up at Cleveland Clinic. He hated going every year. He hated the trip from Scranton, Pennsylvania, where he now lives, to come to Cleveland. but it's through finding the help, the medical help that he has needed, that they have been able to arrest the heart failure and help him through medicine to, to live a full life. But what happened was there was a point in his story where he was sharing so much with me that I was compelled to share why I had a care, why I was listening, and why I felt he was opening up, because God was with us in that room. And he knew that. And he said, when I said, "I'm not sure where you are on your journey or where your faith, where you're at." And he just looked at me and he smiled and he said, "I'm a believer." And as we talked a little bit more, I said, I'm going to be praying for you, and I know of the power of prayer." And he said, "That means so much to me." What I think happens is I don't have to reveal myself on the text chain and say I'm Barb. I don't have to reveal myself to this young man, because what is being revealed is not me, but God in me. And that is what I wanted to share right now. Maybe you take a moment and you're on the phone with someone, and you're talking about something, and it's work related, but or anything. You might just take a moment and let your visit or your call lay for a moment and just pause and see if there's more. Let someone see God within you. Let them see the light. Let them see the reason that you're showing the compassion and the empathy and the interest and the love. It wasn't Barb sitting there opening up to that young man. I was waiting on my EKG, and honestly, I get worked up. So my heart rate was up, my blood pressure was up. Anyone who knows me knows that's how I get, and the little rooms and all that comes back, I think, to me, my mom being ill when I was very young, and just I get anxious. And so that Barb wasn't sitting there with that young man. The Barb that was there was the one where God infused her, strengthened her, came through her, and gave this young man what he needed from God in that moment. Amen. And I would say the same for the beautiful lady that I'm talking about to you earlier, too. Allowing someone to see God in you is life-changing. It has changed me so much. It is almost as though each interaction is an opportunity for hope and healing. Well, welcome to season two. I love you all. I pray for you, and let us pray together right now. Dear Heavenly Father, sweet Jesus, Lord, we love you so much, and we are called to be your light in this world, in a world filled with darkness, to show that hope is the healing, to show your love to one another, to be merciful, to be empathetic, and to know that you don't know the story of someone sitting there. They're right there. They're right in front of you. But God knows, and He may use you as His tool on earth Lord, we lift up those in need. We lift up each and every person today together. We are your hands here on earth, and when they are put together right now, clasped together in prayer for those in need, it's with a thankful heart that we pray and that we come to you with love and with hope. And that's where we'll find our healing. Amen.